Wait, I'm having a little bit of a flashback, but or maybe I'm feeling old. Apparently, it's the 30th anniversary of Tetris. Remember that high-tech game back when? James Oppenheim joins us, technology editor of JamesGames.com. He's here to talk about some things to get your techie for Christmas. Are we going retro, James? Is that what's happening now?
Thanks for having me on. You know, the best thing is you don't have to put quarters in the machine anymore.
Oh, that's right. Or realize that you're running late and you had to get home for dinner. Right, exactly.
Hey, I want to thank you for having me on. I've teamed up with some of the best companies in the industry to bring you hot, high-tech family gift ideas. And I know because I used to live near Cleveland, and I went to school at Oberlin for a long time. I know how cold it is. You don't want to be spending more time shopping than you have to. So this way we'll get you into the stores and out of the stores fast.
So let's talk about some of the things. I guess there's a 30th anniversary edition of Tetris. What makes it new? What have they done to it?
Well, they call this one Tetris Ultimate. Now, the Ultimate Edition is for the Nintendo 3DS. So first thing you know is it's got 3D capabilities to it. That's pretty cool. And there are new ways to play it now, so that there are new kinds of battle modes. There's one mode where of course, it has the classic way of playing it, but now there's a way that the tiles can become invisible as they drop in, or there are different modes where you can't turn the tiles. So lots of different ways to get the brain thinking and make the puzzle even more exciting as you play. Now, the really cool thing about it is that you can take this with your Nintendo 3DS wherever you go. So on the road to Grandma's house, the kids can be playing in the back seat of the car by themselves, entertaining themselves. But then when they get there, everyone who has a Nintendo 3DS can play this game. It can play multiplayer, 1, 2, 3, 8 players in the same room. And you can even play it on the Internet as well, so that if you've got a family member who can't be there for the festivities this year, you can still all play together with the new Tetris Ultimate for Nintendo 3DS.
Seems that there's a lot of games and gaming that are family-oriented. Talk about what's new for that.
Well, you know, I think that that's the most important thing for the holidays. There's a lot of money spent in advertising on the most violent, gory, bloody games, and to bring that home for the holidays, I think is kind of sad. When everyone gets together, let's have fun, and there's a time and place for the other kind of game, but not right at the holidays. So what I love is when everyone is not only playing a video game, but they're up and off the couch at the time they're doing it. And for that, there's no better place to start than Rabbids Invasion, the interactive TV show. Now, this is from Ubisoft. It's based on the hit Nickelodeon animated TV series that's known for its wacky humor. But what makes this really special is it uses the Xbox Kinect or the PS4 camera system to actually put kids into the video game. They actually are seeing themselves as they play, and it wants them to be up because they use their whole bodies in order to control the video game. And that's, I think that's remarkable. They've taken 20 of the best episodes from the TV show and made them interactive. There are over 400 different activities. It's wacky humor. It's sometimes a little gross humor, but it's always a lot of fun. That's Rabbids Invasion, the interactive TV show. It's multiplayer too. Again, this is the idea. Perhaps you're working on the turkey in the kitchen. You want to come and play. No problem at all to drop in and drop out of the game and play with your kids for a little bit. You know, I think the best gift you can give your kids is always to play with them. Your time, the gift of your time, is the best holiday gift. So that, again, Rabbids Invasion, the interactive TV show.
We're talking with tech editor James Oppenheim. What if I'm not so much into all this gaming type of thing? What else do you have?
Well, you know, maybe you are going to get one of those smartwatches for the holiday, like the Moto 360. This is a really cool watch that works with the even cooler Moto X second generation cell phone. This will keep track of your heart. It knows how many steps you've taken. It gets your messages. Well, kids want exactly the same thing that mom and dad have. So LeapFrog and VTech have both come out with smartwatches designed especially for kids. Now, these are not just prop toys for pretend play. They actually get the kids up and active. They count steps. They have activities. They have games to encourage kids to be moving because, you know, we don't want couch potatoes. We know that that's an epidemic problem in our country. We want kids exercising, and these new smartwatches from VTech and LeapFrog do just that.
The only time we really want them to sit still is we want to take a picture. You know, at the holiday times, we got, you know, families are on. You got to get pictures.
Oh, boy, you read my mind.
What do we have for that?
You read my mind. You know, everyone is getting the new iPhone or the iPad, and we're all taking millions of pictures. The question is, how do you back them up? How do you share those pictures? And how do you do it without a lot of cables and without being a tech expert? Well, the thing I found was the SanDisk iXpand flash drive. This is smaller, actually, than a credit card. You plug it into the bottom of a Thunderbolt-enabled iPhone or an iPad, and what it does is it can be configured to automatically suck the pictures right off of your phone, put them on this device, then you take the device, plug it into a computer, and lo and behold, all the pictures are backed up. It gives you more room on your iPad or iPhone, too. It gives new ways of watching movies that you didn't have before. And the thing that I think a lot of people will really appreciate is that it can encrypt, that is, password protect your photos so that they don't accidentally end up on the Internet. Now, you know, there was a big thing this year of all those pictures that got loose on the Internet because they were stored up in the cloud. Using the iXpand flash drive from SanDisk, you don't go to the Internet with your pictures. You just share them by putting them on this device and plugging it in to whatever computer you want to share with. I think that is a great way to share pictures for the holidays.
If people want to share those as well as, or to have a, you know, it used to be photo albums, what is kind of a best way to kind of do that so that people can kind of look at them at their leisure and also have some sort of a context of when they're looking at them?
Well, I love a website called SmugMug, SmugMug.com. I think they have the best way of sharing pictures, beautiful photo albums. And before you put those pictures up on the Internet, you might want to make them a little bit sharper, a little prettier. I found a $3 app called Perfectly Clear. And Perfectly Clear is, I think of it as Kodachrome for your digital devices. It just makes everything look better, sharper, brighter. It even gets rid of wrinkles on your photos, not unfortunately on your face, but it makes your pictures just look great. That's, for $3, the best investment I think you can make on either your iPhone or your Android device. It's called Perfectly Clear.
James Oppenheim, tech expert. If you want to get details of what you talked about, where's a good place to start?
Well, come to my website. It's called jamesgames.com. I have the best job. I get to play for a living and then tell you what I found when I'm done playing.
All right, well, here I'll leave you out with a little bit of the Tetris music.
I love that.
Watch out for the blocks. We'll talk to you later, James. Thanks for sharing time. Appreciate
it. Happy holidays.